On this Wednesday afternoon, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. Jackie Vakes from Stuart Peterson joins us from right here in Champaign County to take a look at the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Ted.
Well, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central Time, USDA, NASS, and the World Agricultural Outlook Board will release two reports, the crop production numbers and the latest edition of the WASDE figures. Are your expectations high for either of those reports?
Well, can I say I'm just going to be really happy when it comes out. Are my expectations high? I don't know what you would consider to be high. I think that this is probably going to be one of the toughest reports we've faced in a long time, just because, you know, we're looking at tremendously hot, tremendously dry weather. We've been watching the crop just kind of wither away. We're hearing all kinds of things out of the country. And the reality is that the FSA numbers still are the driver for everything. You know, if you look at the guesses, Todd, between all the different services, there's really only a couple tenths of a difference between where they're looking. You know, they're looking for a yield on corn of like 153.7 to 153.9, on beans 41.1 to 41.3, 13.6, 13.7 for a crop size, 13.1 pretty consistently on beans. And all of them are expecting to see lower harvested acres. The reality is we could actually see the USDA come in and come out with these lower yield numbers and not change the crop size at all if the FSA numbers that they're receiving, and we won't see until the 17th, are actually showing that we planted more than 97.4 million acres. So, you know, this is the kind of a report that just turns your stomach over about 10 or 15 times. You really need to be prepared for either side. Because if they come in and they do significantly drop the corn crop, I think we'll be looking at the $5 level or even the 508 level really fast. If we come in and we see them increase the crop size and not significantly change the carryout, we could be down there looking below that 446.5. And so on beans, it's a little bit different story. I think on the beans, everybody probably feels the same way from the standpoint that we know that they hit a huge amount of double crop beans built in, and we also know that a lot of guys didn't get wheat off in time to be able to get double crop beans in. Some did, some didn't, and so it's likely that we could actually see a reduction on the bean side, but nobody knows that for certain.
You know, you and Mike Zuzulo and Brian Stark all received an email from me this morning about Commodity Week, and the guest will be Joe Persaki. I haven't had Joe on Commodity Week in quite some time, but oftentimes what he's able and capable to say after the fact or even before USDA report, certainly before USDA report, isn't much. This time around, I was thinking, Jackie, that the FSA numbers that they've been seeing probably have been coming in bigger maybe than expected, and you and I probably saw some of that as we went through Iowa and looked at those prevent plant numbers out there, or the acreage at least, and that he might have some explaining to do if they didn't put it in, or some explaining to do if they did put it in. So we booked him for Commodity Week. I'm kind of looking forward to that show. I hope you are too.
Oh, I'm always looking forward to being able to be on a show with Joe Persaki, because I love to ask questions of the USDA. It's just, that's like one of my favorite things to do. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The big thing is, you know, there's nothing in hard writing that said that they actually have to adjust harvested acres on this report at all. They may or they may not.
Right.
You know, they don't have to. But they can still give us hints, Todd. I mean, they can still give us ideas on, and the way that they can give us ideas is by adjusting yields and then production. You know, and because if your yield adjustment and the production movement that goes on are not, do not coincide, then you have to, you know, begin to believe that they have changed the harvested acre.
Yeah, you have to back into the harvested number and expect that that's going to change the next time around. So that
right.
would be in the October report, which should be where they normally would make those adjustments.
That's exactly correct.
All right. Anything that a producer really ought to be considering before we get into this report tomorrow morning? Any last-minute things that they need to do? I suspect you've probably got your guys all set.
Well, we do. We've been very active. You know, in talking with people, in looking to try and get set on both sides, you know, we're concerned. We have, well, until the close today, you know, we had close to a dollar on crop insurance gains in place. And so we did some protecting against the potential for the market to go up significantly, and we're going to hold puts into the report in case we get hit the other way. In other words, you know, we're protected on both sides, and I think that's really important. I think it's important that whoever doesn't have 15% of their crop covered probably should have some type of coverage in place, although, you know, the risk to the downside at this point in time looks like the 420 area probably at the worst, the way we stand right now. But, you know, when you look at the bean-corn ratio, Todd, we're at 2.87 is where we closed the day today. You know, could we hit 3.3 this year? I think it could happen when you look at the fundamental picture for both corn and beans. And we hit 3.0 in August of 09. So if we were at 3.3, here's an example. You could see beans at 14.85 with corn only at 4.50. That's really not a real exciting picture for corn in that respect. And so I just think it's really important to be prepared. And the variability of this crop is unbelievable. Talked to a Minnesota guy. He's got a dairyman right there. He's got three silage sites within 12 miles of each other. They're all in that 12-mile stretch. They've already got one chopped off that was too dry. They're halfway done with another but had to stop now because it's wet. And the third one isn't even anywhere close to being ready. So I talked to a local guy today, too. This I thought was really interesting. 103 to 105-day corn planted April 1st to the 5th, harvested last week at 20 to 24%. Light soil 107-day corn planted May 1st, harvested this week at 20%. Both of them were sprayed with headline. And so, you know, when you hear that type of action going on out there, and the variability in this crop is going to be amazing. I don't even know how USDA expects they're going to get a handle on it for, you know, this report much, you know, let alone the October report.
Well, they probably won't, according to the trade.
Well, I would agree. And I'm a part of the trade, so I'm in that very same camp. There's no question about it.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. Oh, hey, let's go through just the cash side. Producers probably maybe looking at some quick ships this week. Certainly they will be next week, probably even maybe the week after that. I'm wondering what you think they should be doing with their with the corn in particular. Deal with quick ships, home storage, and then with what you need to take to town and whether you store it and pay for it there.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we have to be looking at is basis, of course. And, you know, the basis hasn't been too bad. So I've got a lot of guys that we've just locked some basis in, and we're going to take a chance. If we get a bounce on this report, you know, we're going to sell some corn, okay? And we're going to probably sell corn right off the combine rather than taking it in and storing it. And then we'll look for some reownership. If you're going to take it in and you're going to store it, well, there might be some free storage available. There will be for some, I would think. But if it's not free storage, I cannot stress enough how important it is to stay on top of that basis in the cash market. I looked at from the first of the year, Todd, what the changes have been. On corn, we've lost 33% in cash and 37% in futures. And beans, 11% in cash, 17% in futures. And all it says to me is that you can't just pick a futures price and say, I want to sell at that futures price. You've got to look every day to see what, you know, what the cash is doing and what the basis, you know, what basis is actually doing. But I think that this particular year, if you got home storage, you know, I'm not against storing it, especially as we're getting here into harvest time. I think that there's an awful lot of silver in the country. I don't think we have as big a need for cash right at this point in time, and so I think basis may actually improve. But you know, that's a chance you can't take. You've got to make up your mind as to what your break evens are.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
We'll talk with you at Commodity Week. That, of course, is Jackie Vick. She's from Stewart Peterson, from right here in Champaign County.